Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Kitchen fire at Perkins last Friday contained quickly by firefighters. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County Fire Department were called to Perkins Family Restaurant on Friday afternoon for the report of a structure fire. At around 3:30 p.m., firefighters arrived at the scene and found the kitchen and roof area of the restaurant were on fire. The blaze was contained quickly to the kitchen area, and by 4:03 p.m., the fire was under control. The fire is believed to be accidental, but is still under investigation. All occupants were evacuated and no injuries were reported. The fire department were assisted by the Gillette Police Department, Campbell County Health EMS, City of Gillette Electrical Services, and Black Hills Energy. Age limit will soon create opening on Wyoming Supreme Court. Wyoming Supreme Court Justice Keith Couts will retire in March, but not because he wants to. At 70, Wyoming Supreme Court and District Court judges are required to retire. Many have questioned the ethics and practicality of the age ceiling, but an effort to increase it to 75 failed at the ballot box last year, according to WyoFile. Judge Couts said, "I'm not tired. I'm not burned out. I don't feel like I'm not useful. In fact, I quite feel the opposite." Couts believes there will be smart younger people to take his place and that he'll find new opportunities, but he laments lost talents like Judges Timothy Day, Michael Davis, and Ed Grant, who died in 2020 after retiring from the bench a decade before. Couts said, "When I signed up for the job, the age to retire was 70, and so I'm not sour grapes." Couts is leaving as a major case involving Wyoming's two abortion bans is expected to come before the justices. Governor Mark Gordon, a defendant in that case, will choose Couts' replacement. Both he and Chief Justice Kate Fox said that they have faith in Wyoming's judicial system and residents' respect for the court, but Couts acknowledged the job occasionally comes with public disapproval. Justices must possess thick skin, Couts said. Couts believes strongly in people's ability to utilize free speech, but laments some of the diverse rhetoric in today's wave of politics going far beyond the judiciary. He said, "It's unfortunate. I don't think that it's productive, but I'm not willing in a democracy to say you can't have that rhetoric." Couts will be leaving on March 26th, according to the court. Already, his job is posted online, and members of the state bar have been alerted to it. Candidates have until 5 p.m. on November 20th to apply for the $187,000 a year position. The state's Judiciary Nominating Commission will vet candidates first, giving Governor Mark Gordon a choice among the top three. It's a system that Couts considers far better than in other states, which can involve costly elections. The governor will have the final say. Couts isn't the only justice who will be departing the court in the near future. Fox is slated to be forced into retirement in 2025 after a retention election in 2024. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.